God bless you. Tonight we're going to be talking about the presence of peace. The presence of peace. God knows in the time in which we live, we need peace. Amen. Peace means a lot. And so this teaching is pretty loaded, so I'm going to go get right into it. The Hebrew word for peace is shalom. You've heard that word before, meaning peace, which was often used in the Old Testament to refer to a time of rest between groups or nations. And then the Greek word for peace is eirene. It refers to a mental attitude of tranquility based on a relationship with God in the Christian way of life. It's the way that people of God, so-called Christians, should conduct themselves. See, it is a word which describes the result of a person's correct response to God's grace or applying His word. When I think of the word peace, just right off, I think about calmness, serenity, assurance. You know, when you have peace about something, you're sure it's going to be all right. We're not going to worry about it. Everything's going to be good. We think about soundness of mind and heart. You know, and in other words, you're resting. You're at a time of rest. We're at peace or happiness or contentment. You know, Paul says, whatever state I find myself in, I find myself to be content. That's peace. But we're going to talk about Jesus. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Yes, He is. He is, not was, not going to be, but He is the Prince of Peace. And then so a natural prince, if we think about a prince in the natural, they represent their royal family. Well, the same way Jesus does. Jesus represents us as the body of Christ because He called us a royal priesthood, and He represents us. Jesus is the Prince of Peace because He restores every broken relationship. And then He provides a well-ordered and balanced life and offers the assurance of eternal life. That's powerful, talking about the Prince of Peace, which is Jesus Christ. The Lord let Isaiah foretell about the Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6 said, "For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace." That's what we're talking about tonight, the Presence of Peace. He was called the Prince of Peace. And then in John 14:27, as Jesus was preparing he knew what was in front of him. He knew what he was going to be faced with. He tried to prepare the disciples and all. He said to them, "Peace I leave with you." He says, "My peace I'm given unto you. Not like the world, not as the world giveth." He says, "But I'm giving you my peace." So when God gives us His peace, you know we have the assurance we can make it. There's no doubt about it. We have His peace. He says, "I'm giving it to you." Praise God. And then He also said in John 16:33, He says, as He's telling His disciples, still preparing them, He says, "These things I've already spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace." And that is key. In me, in Christ, where we have our peace. And that's the peace that we want. We want to be in Christ and Him in us and we in Him, that we have this peace. Not only that, we will have eternal life. He says, "But in the world, you're going to have tribulation." God knows we see it now. We see it here in the world. But He says, "But be of good cheer." He says, "I have overcome the world." Jesus said, listen, He says, "I won't leave you comfortless." He already told them. He says, "I will send you another comforter." And he said, if I don't be taken away and if I don't go away, the comforter won't come. He said, but I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm not going to leave you without peace. I'm not going to leave you in an uproar. I am not going to leave you in a state of tribulation and trials. He said, but I'm going to send you the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. And that is our comforter. That is our peace, the Spirit of God. He says, my peace, again, he says, I give to you. In other words, my spirit, he's saying to the born-again believer, for the Christian, for the believer in Christ, he says, I will give you my peace. And he says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And he says, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Are we going through trials? Yes, we are. And do we need the peace of God to reign in our hearts? God knows we do. Yes, we do. Each and every day. Just listen to the news. You don't need to be on there long. Just listen to this is happening. That's happening. This is an uproar. I mean, we heard that a bridge that the pedestrians will walk across, whatever, and part of that collapsed in D.C. But you know what? We need the peace of God. When people are even trying to take away our certain voting rights and different things like that, we could be caught up in a whirlwind. But the Christian, we don't have to worry about it. We need to just think on the goodness of Jesus, think on his promises, and know that he is with us, the peace, the Prince of Peace himself, Jesus Christ. Is called the Prince of Peace, while he's called the Prince of Peace, but God the Father is called the God of Peace. And you can find reference to that in Hebrews 13 and 20. We have him. Think about this. The word he says, if a man love me, and that if, that's conditional, if you love me, Jesus said, you will keep my words. And my Father will love you. And then we, Jesus and the Father, we will come unto you, and then we're going to make our abode. In other words, we're going to make our home right with you. Isn't that blessed? We're going to take a residence right where you live. We will go be in you. Hallelujah. Jesus talking about being in us, that well of water that springs up into everlasting life. That's Christ in us, which is the hope of glory. Praise God. Say amen to that. Glory to God. He lives within us. The Prince of Peace himself lives within us. We're talking about the presence of peace, or we could say the presence of God. It's the same thing, the presence of peace, because God's the Father of Peace and Jesus the Prince of Peace. And here are some reasons why Jesus is still the Prince of Peace. My God, even though Isaiah prophesied this years and years and years ago, but yet he is still the Prince. Jesus provides peace with God. That's the main thing. That is what connected us back to God. We were alienated. We were separated. But because of the blood of Jesus, he has made us so that we have peace with God. Romans 5 and 1 says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for that. You and I, we got peace, y'all. We have peace with God because of the blood of Jesus. We are now justified by faith. And say, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And then Ephesians says, but now in Christ, you who formerly were far off, we've been brought near by the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. God is so good. We thank God that he allowed you and I to be accepted into the family, that we are now part of the family of God. We are heirs with God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Praise God. As the scripture says, look, if any man, any woman, any boy, any girl, any man be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. Aren't you a new creature in God? Do you have the power of the Lord living on the inside? I hope so. Praise God. And then he says, old things are passed away, and behold, all things now are become new. Right now, the scripture says, you and I, we are the sons of God. Right now, because of the Prince of Peace, who reunited us with God the Father. We are that royal priesthood. Praise God. And then number two, Jesus provides peace in circumstances. And he says in John 16 and 33, he says, these things, again, I've spoken to you. I've read that to you earlier. So that in me, in Christ, you may have peace. In the world, we got tribulation, but we don't have to worry. We don't have to be discouraged because Jesus already overcame the world. Question for you. Did COVID-19 disturb your peace? Think on that one. Question, what about the governmental affairs? What about the fact that maybe some people would be able to get COVID shot and some may not, and all kind of variances that are yet to come and some are already here? Do you still have that peace? Are you still have settled? You're settled in your heart that Christ in you gives you the strength? Or what about your peace being disturbed because you see and you hear so much injustices, and we see it all in the news, people being killed and shot down and so forth, and so many disparities, or even voter suppression? Do you still have the Prince of Peace? Well, he is still the Prince of Peace. Circumstances doesn't change the fact that the peace of God, which passes all understanding, it keeps our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. And that's the key, through Christ. Amen. Jesus provides peace in the family. Romans 14 and 19 says, so then we pursue the things which make for peace and the building up of one another, encouraging one another, follow peace. Therefore, as Paul says, I, the prisoner of the Lord, I implore you, he says, I'm saying to you, it's important for you and I to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with Christ has we have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. He's saying, we say that we're Christians and that we love God, we have to love one another. And it's this is more easily said than done, because there are some people it's tough to maintain peace with, but he says, with all humility. Remember who's living on the inside, the Prince of Peace. He said, and gentleness. Might have to pray a little harder. Help me, Jesus. Help me to have peace with this person. Might have to be quiet a little while. You may have to take a break. Hallelujah. Might even have to take a little time out and come back after you cool off a little bit, because you don't want to say the wrong thing, because once you put it out there, it's out there. Even when you ask for forgiveness, but guess what? You can't take it back. You already said it. You already showed off. You already gave him a piece of your mind. It's so easy to do if we don't keep our mind stayed on him, on Christ. Again, he says, look, you keep your mind in perfect. He said he will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on the Lord. That's his word. So in Romans 12:18, and he knows, Jesus knows, he was tempted in every way just like we were. But the Bible says, yet without sin. My God says we can do all things through Christ who gives us the strength. We can do it. He says we could. But Romans 12:18 said, look, if it be possible, can I break this down to us so that we can understand in layman terms? If it be possible, as much as lies in you, as much Holy Ghost as you have, as much relationship, do you have a relationship? Because that's how you know. That as much as the power of God that's rested in you, he tells us, live peaceably with all men. Avenge not yourselves, beloved, but give place unto wrath, because, see, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. He says, I will repay, saith the Lord. In other words, let it happen. Go ahead. Don't even worry about trying to avenge yourself. He says, let me handle it. Can I break this down? He says, let me handle it. You don't have to worry about rolling up your sleeves and telling people a piece of your mind. And listen, you don't have to be a doormat. He didn't tell you lie down and be a doormat, let people walk all over you. But he says, as much Holy Spirit and Holy Ghost that you have, and that you will be able to control. That's where that temperance comes in at, that you'll be able to control yourself and live peaceably if possible. He said, if possible. He says, I'll take care of it. Vengeance is mine, he says, the Lord says, I'm the one who's going to repay. See, look, there are times when husbands or wives, my God, can press their wrong buttons. Something that they said or they did or whatever, sometimes it don't take much. Or our children can work on our, as we say, our very last nerve. And if we're not careful, we'll find ourselves saying, y'all going to drive me crazy. Or y'all going to make me lose my mind. And see, that's the trick of the enemy, because we have to watch what we say. The Bible says that we can speak blessings or we can speak cursing. And we can speak things that will just be detrimental to us out of our mouth. We want the word of God to flow. We want positive things to flow, not negative things. So in other words, if the Prince of Peace is living on the inside, and the God himself who's saying that the peace of God, which passes all understanding, it shall keep your hearts and it's going to keep your mind through Christ Jesus. And that's Philippians 4:7. So we know the word of God doesn't lie. So if the peace of God is living in us, people of God, how in the world, how can we lose our mind? How can we go crazy? We don't want to speak that to ourselves. Say hallelujah, say amen, say help me, Jesus. I'm saying help me, Jesus. Watch what we say at all. Think before we speak. And you want to speak positive things. We want to speak life. We want to speak prosperity. We want to speak strength. You know, maybe you've been given a bad report from the doctors at all. We heard the report from the doctor, but what did the report of Jesus say? And he says, by your stripes, he said, my stripes, you are healed. By his stripes, we were already healed. Amen. We want to speak that I shall live and not die. And whatever the report is, God can handle it. Oh, yes. We're talking about the peace. That's when you got the peace of God. And that the thing is, we have to allow the peace of God to rule in us, to rule over our lives. We have to give way or give space for that peace of God to just bring us to a place of rest and serenity. And it just quietens our spirit down. And sometimes when you get in a turmoil or whatever and you don't know exactly which way to go, which end is up or down, just begin to get quiet and remind yourself of what the Word says. By hearing by the Word of God. That's why these prayer calls are important, because we hope that the intent is to give us an extra boost in the Spirit, to give the Word of God, because that Word of God is quick and it's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. If the Lord says that we can live, we can live. If God says we are healed, then we are healed. If God said that we can do all things through Christ, who strengthened us, then guess what? We can do it. If God said that he will meet all of our needs, he will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, we can rest on that. Know that it is so. Glory to God. Say hallelujah to that. Hallelujah. We know that it's so because the Word of God says so. Because, see, his Word, God's Word, doesn't go out and return to him void, but it will accomplish all that it's set out there to do. The Word of God says, I know the thoughts that I have toward you people of God. He says, I know the thoughts to do you good, thoughts to not to hurt you, but the thoughts that will bring you to an expected end, to an expected future. Hallelujah. Do we expect God to give you the victory? Do you expect to continue in the victory? So there's no way we're going to lose our mind and go crazy when the Prince of Peace himself, the God of peace, is living on the inside. And that scripture says, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, you know, to the natural man, it doesn't look real. It's just like, how can it be? You know, there are people that are still going through times that they're going through a sorrowful times, and, you know, they have lost loved ones, and they're still in a time of grief. But you know, God says that you can still have peace. He will give you that peace. He says, my peace I give to you. And not only that, my peace I leave with you. So he provides peace. Jesus provides peace that rules our hearts, and he rules our mind. Colossians 3:15 says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Let it happen. Let that happen. That's saying to you and I, allow the peace of God to rule your heart. See, God always gives us, he gives you and I a choice. We have options. He doesn't force himself on us, but he says, let the peace of God. He says, if it's possible, live peaceably with your neighbor or with your family member or whatever. Praise God. He knows there's some people that will work on your nerves. But through Christ, we can do it. We can make it. Let the peace of God rule your hearts. Christians should live in perfect harmony. This does not eliminate differences in opinions. But loving Christians will work together despite their differences. No two people are going to agree on the same thing, but learn how to disagree in love and harmony and giving too much to humility and preferring your brother ahead of you to keep the peace. Amen. Sometimes between husband and wife, you cannot say everything you think. There are times when we just have to be quiet. Just zip it up, be quiet, and pray, and ask God help you. You might have to take the lower road. You may have to be the one to say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, just because that you are living for Christ as a Christian with the peace. The Bible says, blessed are the peacemakers. Why? Because they shall be called the children of God. Peacemakers. That's what he's talking about. Hallelujah. So the decision to love one another, you know, it will always lead to peace. Oh, yes, it will. Don't worry about, well, I said, I'm sorry last time. Well, I asked you to forgive me before, and I'm not going to do it no more. It's your turn. Come on. Let the power of God and obedience rule in your life. Obedience is much better than sacrifice. So and summing this up, the presence of peace, or we can simply say the presence of God. The presence of God, that's why it's important to have that peace of God. See, peace is one of the fruit of the Spirit. In fact, it's the third fruit of the Spirit, where it talks about the peace of God. The scriptures tells us, be filled with the Spirit. Don't be filled with wine and strong drink, but he says, be filled with the Spirit. In other words, be filled with the presence of God. Be filled with the fullness of God. See, when Christ is the center of our worship and the Lord over our lives, peace is always present. I'm going to say that again. When Christ is the center of our worship, and when he has taken his residence in your heart and in my heart, and he lives there, he's Lord over our lives, peace is always present. That's why the Prince of Peace himself, Jesus, could say when the disciples were on that boat and when the waters were raging and when the storms and the waves were just out of control, that's why he could say, peace, be still. That's the peace himself, and that's the kind of peace God wants you and I to have. Praise God. He never said it would be easy. Never said it would be easy to allow the peace of God to operate in our lives. He never said everything was going to be peaches and ice cream, but he says, you allow that. Let it happen. And again, you and I, we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. The presence of peace or the presence of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I praise God for this blessing. And I just thank God for his goodness and his mercy. And I trust that you have been blessed on this evening and that the peace of God will rule in your life. And if it isn't ruling in your life, that you will allow the peace of God from this night forth. Lord, just give me more of your peace. In fact, let's just pray. Our Heavenly Father, we just praise you. We glorify you. We thank you for your word. God, we thank you because you gave your word to us that we may live victorious lives, that we may know that we can do all things through you, Father, who you will give us strength. We thank you, Lord, that you never, ever leave us. You never forsake us. We thank you for taking up residence in our heart tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you. We accept the work that Jesus has done on the cross. It's about you, Father. It's never about us. God, we can make it. We can make it because of you, because of your shed blood, because, God, that Christ is the center of our attraction tonight. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your long suffering with us. God, we thank you for your patience, Lord. We know, God, that we're not perfect and we miss the mark, but God, help us. Give us the strength to be able to get up. God, if we miss the mark, help us to get up and stand up and keep trying, keep running, brush ourselves up, off, and just know that we can do all things through Christ who gives us the strength. Right now, we have the victory. We have the victory because you have already overcome the world. Praise God. Hallelujah. We bless you tonight. We glorify you tonight. Lord, I just thank you for every single person that's on this prayer call tonight. You know them one by one, name by name. You know their family, God. You know everything that they're struggling with. God, some people are struggling that might even have a weight problem, Lord. They've been trying to lose weight. God, you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly. God, even above all that we can ask or even think. God, I pray for their strength tonight, God. I pray that you would give them victory in that area, Father. Father, I pray for those that are sick, God, and that are have aches and pains. And God, I pray, God, I just, we pray together. We join our faith together tonight. And God, that we say that by your stripes we are healed, Lord. We stand on your promise, God. For you said healing is the children's bread. God, you are the propitiation for our sin tonight, Lord. We thank you that we can cast our cares upon you because you said that you care for us. And we believe your word. We believe just that tonight. We cast, Lord, burdens on you tonight. We cast, Lord, sickness on you tonight. We cast, God, disturbances upon you tonight. God, we cast all the things that are not like you, God. We ask that you would take it out, that you would remove it, God, that you would strengthen every heart and mind and spirit and soul that's listening on this phone tonight, Father. Oh, God, we pray, God, even for their household, for their household, God, Lord, that you would just strengthen, Lord, even the environment. Charge the air. Charge the environment, God. Charge the atmosphere with your spirit. Let the anointing of the Holy Ghost even arrest that wayward child, that disobedient child. God, you said, we pray, God, that prayer changes things, that you will answer, God. God, that you will hear our prayer. Oh, God, that your arms are not too short, that you can reach down and pull them out of them, the mire and the mark and the clay, God. You're able, God. You're able to do it, God, and we believe you, God. Those, God, that are sick tonight, God, touch their bodies, Father. Oh, God, you made these bodies. God, we know that you're able to fix us. God, I speak, Lord. I speak to every sickness, Lord. I speak to every disease. I speak to every disorder tonight, that you would heal, make us whole, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Christ is in us. We live for him, and he's in us, God. Oh, God, make them whole tonight, God. Let your will be done. Raise us up, Lord, that we may have a testimony that once we were lost, but now we're saved. Once we were sick, but now I'm healed. God, strengthen the faith. Strengthen our faith tonight, God. Encourage somebody's heart tonight. Let them say, I can make it. Let the weak say, I'm strong. Let the ones that are feeble and feeble-minded, God, strengthen their mind, God. Help them to build themselves up on their most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I ask that you restore, God, restore marriages, Lord. Restore relationships, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, help them to be on one accord. Let you be God, that you be God, that you be God in every situation. Help us, Lord, to open the door, God, that we would say, God, come in, God, fix it, fix us, make us what we need to be, God, tonight. In Jesus' name, you know us, God, Lord. You know all about us, Lord. You know, God, with the areas that we need strength in, God, that we need healing in, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord, to take and drop off every weight that so easily beset us, that keeps us from running this race, God. God, we know, God, that we got to make this race, God. We got to win because we're on the winning side, God. Hallelujah, God. We know that Christ in us is the hope of glory tonight. We thank you for being that Prince of Peace. We thank you for being that serenity. We thank you for being the calmness. We thank you for the soundness of mind. We thank you, Lord, that for giving us that peace that surpasses all understanding, that you're keeping our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Oh, God, we bless your name, God. God, those that need finances, they need an increase in finances. God, bless them, God. God, bless them on their job, Lord. God, help them, God, to put their eyes on you, not on the circumstances, because, God, you're greater than the circumstances. God, hallelujah, God, we bless you. We bless your name, God. We accept it, God, because your words say, Lord, so. We stand on your promises. We bless you, Lord. Even, God, all those that are traveling back and forth, God, even over the holiday weekend that's coming up soon, God, that we pray that your protection upon everyone, God. We pray, God, that you would just give us traveling mercy, God. I don't care if we go to the supermarket. Let your anointing, God, be there, Father, God. God, we praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we can be the representatives of you, that we can be strong ambassadors of you, Father, in the name of Jesus, because we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation, unto those that believe. Father, we believe your word tonight. We thank you, glory to God. Everlasting Father, you're the wonderful counselor. You are our mighty God. You are our King of kings, and you're the Lord of lords, God. We look unto you, our God. You're the author, and you're the finisher of our faith. Father, we know that the work that you already begun in us, you are able to keep us until the day when Jesus comes back, that we'll be watching, that we'll be looking to the hills, which cometh our help, God. All of our help, it comes from you, God. We bless you tonight. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for peace. We thank you for joy. We thank you for kindness. God, we thank you for your tender mercies that are brand new for us each and every day, God. We love you tonight, God. We bless you, Lord. We pray for every minister, every pastor, every teacher, every bishop, every apostle, every lay member, every Christian, God. We pray for their strength, Lord. God, help them. Help us, Lord, to be shining lights. We're the lights of the world, the salt of the earth. God, help us, Lord, to walk worthy of the calling in which you have made us. Help us to stay free. Hallelujah, because you say he that the Son sets free is free indeed. And we bless you for this prayer line tonight. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, Lord, because of what our ears have heard and what our hearts have felt. And we give your name praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. In Jesus' mighty name, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God and everybody on this line. Praise God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Begin God to give God the praise. Everybody on the line, come on, somebody begin to give praise God. Oh, yeah, we got the victory. If you got the victory, give God the praise. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. Oh, yeah, we bless you, Lord. We thank you, God. We give your name praise. Oh, God, we magnify your name, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God.
Thank
the
you,
Prince
Lord.
Of Peace, thank
you.
For your presence. Hallelujah. Amen. We bless
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. Hallelujah. God, we
Hallelujah.
Praise you.
Thank
God,
you.
We
thank
love you tonight.
You.
We love you with our whole heart. Hallelujah. We
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. And we
you.
Praise you. Amen and amen. Thank God for all of you that are on the line tonight. And we bless you. And we pray that you'll continue to be blessed, that you'll continue to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And
yes,
remember, we're all looking to the hills, which comes
yes.
our help. Every day our help, it comes from the Lord. So I'm
yes.
going to say to you good night, and may the heaven smile upon you. May you be strong in God and in the power of his might, and just begin to continue to bless the Prince of Peace. God bless you. I love you. Amen. Good night.
Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hmm.